Rudimental doing huge stuff over the last couple of years. And Henry and I are lucky enough to have Kezzy, the keyboardist from Rudimental, online with us right now.
Now, mate, you're joining us from the other side of the world right now. You're on the phone in London. What are you guys up to at the moment?
We're getting ready to actually go on our European tour. We're off to Hungary later tonight.
Now, you were in Tasmania recently for the Breath of Life Festival. This is where we're talking to you from. How is your time in Tassie, and what's the reaction like with your audience on tour?
That was a DJ set we did. So that was actually Piers and Leon that travelled to that one. They said it was an amazing vibe there, and they said the crowd was crazy.
A lot of people have a lot of fun in Tassie for that exact reason. We go that extra mile and make sure that the bands have a good time. What's been one of your favourite places to play, Kezzy?
I think we did an Australian tour. It was at Future Music Festival, and Australian crowds is absolutely mental. It's definitely one of our favourite crowds. I think Sydney was one of the highlights of that tour, I reckon.
Now let's talk about your music. Rudimental just had this amazing sound. You can team up with anyone, and you know that Rudimental are involved. Tell us about your music, and in particular, I want the story about your film clips, because you try and tell stories as much as your music does through your film clips. Is that right?
Yeah, that is. I mean, our music is sort of shaped on where we've grown up in East London. And I mean, if you've seen our album cover, it's actually a picture of one of the walls in East London. It's actually a carnival that was in Hackney, where we grew up. It kind of shows where we've grown up and all the different cultures we've been around, which has sort of shaped the music and our sound that we have today. And I think in terms of our music videos, we're all about a community sort of vibe and a bit of realness. And in all our videos, starting from Feel the Love, it was in a real community with real people. And I think what we like to show in our music videos is like a bit of realness and something that's actually happening. And it's good to, rather than do the usual video where you might just have like a singer and club singing and the same old boring thing, we like to give 3 minutes to sort of show something different. I mean, you can show what you want in that 3 minutes, and it's good to sort of give people a voice. And Kurt is in the latest video, Waiting All Night, has sort of just been tweeting us constantly saying very much for giving him a voice.
Well, Kezzy, you just mentioned your song Not Giving In before, and what an amazing story that is too. It really goes to show the paths in life you can take. Of course, it was the true life story of 3-time champion B-Boy Mouse, and his road from being in a very poverty-stricken area to becoming world champion and a very famous guy at it too.
Yeah, I mean, that was another one of our videos, Not Giving In. As you said, it was based on a true story. And we actually got to meet B-Boy Mouse when he came to London. It's just an amazing story, and it just shows, as you said, the sort of different paths you can take in life. And it's kind of, it reflects on us as a band, Rudimental. We sort of grew up in East London in what people might perceive to be a negative area, and we had those challenges whilst we were growing up, and we sort of decided to go with music, and we took the positive choice. So we wanted to reflect that in our video for Not Giving In.
Kezzy, it says here that you want people to dance and feel something with your music. What do you feel when listening to music?
I think it's one of those things where you just... I always say with music, it's so hard to put into words, but it's just something you feel inside you. And when I listen to music, it just takes me away, and I don't have to sort of worry about anything, and I can just have my own space when I'm listening to it.
Now, mate, it says here that your band name is taken from an exercise book that your old piano teacher used to give you.
Unfortunately, she passed away. She was quite old when she used to teach me. So, unfortunately, she's actually no longer with us. But I'm very grateful for, all the lessons I had with her. And hopefully she's sort of looking down on us very proud.
Well, Kezzy, it's been fantastic speaking with you this morning, and we hope you enjoy your European tour, and we look forward to maybe getting back to Tassie one day soon.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be back there soon. I know we're in Australia in September, so really hope we can make it down there very soon.